Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Next Level Podcast. Of course, you know it's a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. Ridgeview High School competes in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League and has been serving the Northeast Columbia community since 1995. We have 12 state championships, 13 state runners-up. Learn more about our athletic department at RidgeviewSports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. I'm Brian Rosefield, the athletic director here at Ridgeview High School. Joined as always, or maybe not as always, I'm telling you, CP, this podcast has been a lot of fun. Had some guest hosts. We have more guest hosts coming up, but I'm joined by Charles Proctor, our boys track coach.
What's going on? Welcome. I'm glad to be back. It feel like it's been a while since we both have been on here.
It has been a minute. Coach Alyssa Burris has hosted at least a couple here.
Yeah, look, she's definitely held it down. Definitely.
And I feel like she's done a great job.
Yes.
I still love to hear the questions that she brings to the table. And she's a great podcast host. Great person, but great podcast host.
Oh, look, she has taken this and started to run with it. And I'm extremely proud of the work she's putting in.
Well, I'll tell you what. And you know, we're going to keep this rolling one episode a week, usually on Mondays.
Yep.
If you're listening, this is obviously a Tuesday that you're listening to this episode, but usually our episodes will come out on Monday. So keep tuning in, learn more about our coaches, our staff, and sometimes even about our events. And that's what today's episode is all about, CP. Look,
big event, one of the biggest in South Carolina.
So we're turning the tables on Coach Charles Proctor. Normally he's a co-host, and now he's a guest. So I'm bringing the heat, CP.
Oh, look here. I might be prepared just a little bit. I think I've had a little bit of practice.
I think you're going to be okay. But yeah, big event coming up this weekend. Tell us all about it. We are super excited about it. Tell us about this event.
Yes, look, March 31st, Friday night, we have the annual Blazer Twilight Invitational, and this year is the first year that we have partnered with the Goodwill. And so, we always speak about being a community school and putting on community events, and we've really turned the Blazer Twilight into a community event now, partnering with Goodwill. We'll have the donation boxes set up right here at the entrance as soon as you come in. And so, man, look, we're encouraging all the teams that if they can and are willing to bring stuff to donate, and we might even have a special prize to the team that donates the most.
So track and field right here under the lights.
Yes.
I mean, how rare is that? Let's start there, under the lights on a Friday night.
So, yes, I think that's one of the things that makes this event so special is that, you know, coming into forming this event, we wanted to make sure that we weren't doing the same mundane things that you get at a track meet. As a track coach, I love all track meets. But, you know, some of them can get pretty boring sometimes, man, honestly. And so we wanted to give be a fan favorite. And not only that, we wanted to give the kids something a little different. So that's why we chose for it to be a Twilight meet and for it to be on a Friday night. So, you know, usually during track season, man, these kids lose their weekends being at track meets 10 hours on a Saturday, you know, so you really don't get nothing to do Friday because you got to prep for that, got to go to sleep early. Then you're up all Saturday with that, and then you're tired on Sunday. So now, you know, we allowed kids, and not just kids, more importantly, we have allowed the coaches to have their weekends back with this Twilight meet, man. So, look, it's Friday night. It's under the lights. We have some of the best athletes in the country that have already entered into this meet. So I'm going to say that again, y'all, not just some of the best in the area, in the state. All of us have the opportunity to watch some of the best high school track and field in the country this Friday night.
You talk about Friday night under the lights, just looking ahead at the weather. Friday's going to be a beautiful high of 77, a low of 62. So it'll get down into the 60s by the time you're done Friday night. But
right,
no better place really to come out and watch what you just mentioned, the high-level student athletes coming around, running around a track, throwing implements, jumping, doing all the things that we
do
here at track and field. So it's a high-level event. Talk about more about the community aspect of it. I've heard, are there going to be food trucks here?
Look here, we're going to have three food trucks here. And we were The event affectionately became known as the View County Block Party last year. Because, I mean, we have DJ IAM. Shout out to our in-house DJ, here. DJ IAM. He'll be rocking the entire night. And so this isn't a thing to where the DJ will just play at the beginning of the track meet and then there'll be no music for a few hours. You know, from start to finish, the DJ will be playing. The food trucks will be set up. And we are expected to have a lot of people. So I told them to make sure they got a lot of food so we don't run out. And again, we have the donation boxes here. So I'm pretty we'll have the mascot from Goodwill out there. Yeah. Just interacting with the fans and the kids. And so, yeah, man, it's definitely going to be a great community event.
Goodwill does such important work and incredible work all around South Carolina.
Yes, yes.
So I think it's great. Big shout out to them for jumping on board to be a sponsor of this event. And it's as we've talked about already, it's a growing event. It's one of the best events in the country.
Right.
And to have such a first class organization with Goodwill jumping on board, just I'm super excited.
Oh yeah, look here, man. Big time shout out to Ms. McDaniel for being our liaison here and allowing us to have this partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. Tickets are on sale right now, ridgeviewsports.com.
Yes.
We encourage fans, I think we would all of us encourage fans, get your tickets early. Fans Please. Are only going to be sitting on the home side. Is that right, CP?
Yes, all fans are on the home side.
Okay, so that gets, I think it's about 2,500 seats there on that home side. All the student athletes will be on the visitor side. That's right. And so get there early, but go ahead and get your tickets now before they sell out.
Please, because there is a possibility of this track meet selling out. And I know for some of y'all who have been to some track meets or haven't, you're like, there's no way that can happen. I can promise you there is a chance that this meet, if you are waiting to come a few events into the meet, or I'm going to wait till it gets dark, you might be standing outside looking in. And I don't want you trying to peep through my gates now. We got good screening up there with our logos, and I don't know how well you're going to be able to see the track from up there.
That's right. Well, and realize, too, hopefully our fans understand that. I'm sure they do, that all ticket sales benefit. In this case, it's going to benefit our track and field program.
Most definitely.
At Ridgeview High School. So, yeah, definitely don't wait. The view's better anyway inside the stadium. So, and get there early enough, too, to see one of those world-famous Ridgeview sunsets, too. Now, let's be honest.
Oh, look here. You just said it. The view is always better inside the view. Let's go. I love it.
I think we might have gotten just another phrase around here. We've got enough, yeah. But we just added another one. But, yeah, ridgeviewsports.com for tickets. All fans are going to be entering the North Gate, which is closest to the islands. So get there. Get you a good parking spot. Get you some good food truck food. We'll have regular concessions going too. DJ, live music. The whole deal, and that's even outside of all the great track and field competition that's going on.
Y'all, just to highlight some of the events, we're gonna start off with the sprint med. This time last year, the between the boys and the girls sprint meds, I believe 5 national top 10 times were set.
Goodness gracious!
And so I know on the girls side, that relay is returning from Blythewood. So, big shout out to Blythewood girls, and on the boys side, the top 2 teams last year, which were Cuthbertson and Ridgeview, both teams are returning. Mm. And so you can definitely expect some fireworks in there. In the girls 100, you have South Carolina number 1, number 2, and number 3 listed on the entry list. In the boys 100, you have the Nike 60-meter national champion in there. You have, you have SC number 2 listed in there, and I believe you have North Carolina number 2 listed in the boys 100. In the girls 400 hurdles, you have South Carolina number 1 and number 2, with both are ranked nationally in the top 10. And so, I mean, we have a number of events here that are just going to be absolutely amazing. In the boys shot put, I believe we have 3 to 4 guys entered that throw over 50 feet.
50 feet? Four of them.
Good. Yes. And so, look here, man, there are going to be some amazing performances that you typically won't see at your everyday meet. We're definitely blessed to be able to assemble the Avengers, in a sense, the Avengers of high school athletes within the tri-state area, speaking of Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. So definitely very excited to see all the fireworks Friday night.
The Blazer Twilight Friday night, under the lights. What time is that first gun going off for Friday? Okay,
first event starts off at 5:30, you guys. 5:30, first event. The first gun will go off. And from start to finish, there will definitely be fireworks.
Fireworks for sure, right here in the backyard here at Ridgeview High School. And as you've already mentioned, or maybe I just stumbled into it, the view is better inside at the View. So get in there,
yes, sir,
get there early. And if you're listening to this from, again, I love looking at the data of where folks are listening to this podcast.
Right.
If you're listening to this in, say, Washington State, California, wherever, and you want to get in on the Blazer Twilight for next year, let us know. Reach out.
Yes, and please. Let us know.
And we'll keep this event growing. CP, any final thoughts on the Blazer Twilight Friday night?
Y'all, hey, again, make sure you get there on time. Well, no, don't get there on time. Beat me there. Get there early and come prepared to watch some amazing young men and women do what they love to do.
Tickets on sale right now, RidgeviewSports.com. Get them while you can. Get here early. It's the Blazer Twilight Friday night. For my co-host and guest this time,
hey,
Charles Proctor, I'm Brian Rosefield. We'll see you next week on the Next Level Podcast.
See y'all later.